USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two young children who fell from the top of a Boston parking garage on Christmas were likely killed by their mother before she jumped to her own death. The evidence collected thus far suggests that these deaths were very likely a double murder-suicide, according to Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins. The mother, Erin Pascal, age 40, and her two children, Allison, age 4, and Andrew, 1.5, were found in the city's Roxbury neighborhood. China will lower tariffs on products ranging from frozen pork to avocado to some types of semiconductors next year, according to the finance ministry, as Beijing looks to boost imports amid a slowing economy and the trade war with the United States. The tariffs for some asthma and diabetes medications will be set at zero, said the ministry, while duties on some wood and paper products will be lowered as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Japan executed its first foreigner in 10 years. Wei Wei, age 40, was hanged at a detention center where he had been on death row for more than 16 years. Wei was convicted of robbing and killing a clothing store owner and his wife and two children. He and two Chinese accomplices dumped the bodies into the ocean after attaching weights to them. Japan has maintained the death penalty despite growing international criticism. Amnesty International said the hanging showed Japan's shocking lack of respect for the right to life. The Trump campaign launched a website to help the president's supporters win arguments with their liberal snowflake friends and family over the holidays. The website, aptly named snowflakevictory.com, gives Trump allies pointers for talking about a range of issues from the economy to the border wall to socialism. Instead of avoiding political discussions over the holiday, as some articles suggest, the campaign says it's showing people how to actually win them. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pennsylvania's Roman Catholic Diocese have paid nearly $84 million to 564 victims of sexual abuse, a tally that's sure to grow substantially in the new year as compensation administrators work through a backlog of claims. Seven of the state's eight dioceses launched victim compensation funds in the wake of a landmark jury report on sexual abuse by Catholic clergy. The funds are open to claims for a limited time and are independently administered. To date, the average payout across all seven dioceses has exceeded $148,000. Under state law, victims of past abuse only have until age 30 to sue. A young Florida wife was arrested for allegedly bilking hundreds of thousands of dollars from her newlywed elderly husband. Lynn Helena Halfen, age 26, has been charged with two counts of money laundering, fraud, and exploitation of an elderly person in connection with her cashing checks from the account of her 77-year-old husband, Richard Rappaport. Halfen first raised suspicions when she walked into a check-cashing store in Tampa and tried to cash a $1 million check. The store's employees refused to cash the check, as well as three others Halfen brought in later in the day. Thanks for listening during the holiday season. And remember, if you ever miss a newscast, you can always tune in at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.